Amid warnings that people in Gaza are facing starvation and growing pressure from within his own party to do more, the British Prime Minister has said the United Kingdom will recognise the state of Palestine unless the Israeli government takes significant steps to end what he said was the appalling situation in Gaza. Among the conditions set out by Keir Starmer are for Israel to agree to a ceasefire, commit to a long-term sustainable peace that delivers a two-state solution, and allow the United Nations to restart the supply of aid. Otherwise, he said, the UK will take the steps at September's UN General Assembly. Israel has dismissed the statement, saying it constitutes a reward for Hamas and harms efforts to achieve a ceasefire. Now, I'm joined by the leader of the SDLP and MP for Belfast South and Mid Down, Claire Hannah. Claire, first, your reaction to Keir Starmer's announcement.
Well, I'm disappointed. I mean, recognition of Palestinian statehood is Labour's policy. In fact, it's the UK government's policy. They've spoken about doing so at an opportune time for the last two governments. If that opportune time isn't now, I just don't see that logic. Certainly for the SDLP, it's a long-held position. I co-sponsored a bill in Westminster in 2021 that didn't pass. But unfortunately, it is yet another, I suppose, example of where people feel that the UK government have been just lacking, a day late and a dollar short in terms of their response on Gaza. And I suppose taking something that people see as a right for Palestine and essentially making it sound like a bargaining chip or I suppose conditions on it is frustrating. Certainly it would be a positive move, but to put so many strings attached to it is disappointing many people.
Now, this is the first time the UK government has announced concrete steps towards recognising the state of Palestine. You mentioned that it was mooted before, but these are the first concrete steps. Mm-hmm. Now, you say it would be a powerful symbol to do that, but Keir Starmer is also using this to put pressure on Israel to end the suffering in Gaza. Would it not be a missed opportunity to do otherwise?
Well, I think the point is, we've cleared the UK's influence on Israel has been limited, and they haven't used all of the tools available to them. If we look at the sanctions, for example, levied on Russia, rightly, we know what full solidarity with Palestine could look like in practical terms, in terms of the levers and the diplomatic pressure that they can apply on Israel that they haven't done. Look, we all know that statehood, while it is a right, while it is fundamentally necessary for the two-state solution, that just slips and seems further and further away. It isn't the immediate need in Gaza, which is, as your report outlined, urgently food aid and an end to fighting. But it would be the most powerful symbol yet that, and particularly from the UK, who obviously have, shall we say, historic connections. Their fingerprints are all over the constitutional setup in Israel and Palestine. But it would be the strongest signal yet that this behaviour is absolutely unacceptable. And it is unfortunate that Starmer has built in so much time and just taken that sense of urgency out of it.
Now, France will recognise the Palestinian statehood in September, so in that same time frame that we're discussing, you know, not immediately. And it seems unlikely, or at least that's what commentators are saying, that Israel will meet these conditions that Keir Starmer has set. So if Britain acts, it would be the second Western power on the UN Security Council to recognise Palestinian statehood. Is that not powerful?
It absolutely is powerful, and I don't want to be got wrong. It is powerful, and but I think the sense of putting it out there and putting conditions that the Palestinian people can't meet, that they have no control over, is adding to that further sense of frustration. But of course, it would be powerful. It's something, as I say, that we wish to see and have advocated for, but wish to see it done in a fulsome manner, like, for example, France have done, and certainly the way Ireland did some time ago and spoken about its use in keeping hope alive. I suppose it is diluted by the sense of strings around it. But yes, it would be very meaningful. And I know to many people a two-state solution feels almost Pollyannish at this point, but it is the only, and I mean, it is the only logical way that you can see that those two peoples can live in in peace and getting that back on track is more urgent than ever. It just feels like a missed opportunity to send a very strong signal to the Netanyahu government, as Macron did earlier this week.
You've spoken about the close ties between the UK and Israel, and yet you believe that the Netanyahu government will take very little notice of this. Why?
Well, I suppose because it's soft touch. We know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the UK government have done nothing. And for example, they have restricted the sales of some arms, but not all arms. They have sanctioned some of those ministers involved in settler violence in the West Bank, but they haven't sanctioned a wider portion of Israeli ministers and others. Like I say, we know what full-scale action looks like because we are rightly seeing it over Russia. So I think it's frustrating for people that they see that there are tools there that aren't being used. And again, the language rightly has escalated in recent months, but I don't think people have seen the sense of despair and urgency and revulsion that they see over Israel's actions. I don't think they have always seen that reflected in the House of Commons and from the UK government, the urgency and the tone matching that. And I must say it is driving disconnect. And while this is absolutely not about the people of Northern Ireland, it is one further reason that many people, many of my constituents look south. They see an ethical foreign policy and it is one of the many reasons that they no longer feel that, our political future is with the UK.
Claire Hannah, leader of the SDLP and MP for Belfast South and Mid Down, thank you. It's 7:23.